Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Boudreaux moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is hit by the pitch. Boudreaux moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Campbell scores. Heath moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. There goes Walker trying to get to third. Salters throws the ball into Lodigiani, who tags Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Bagby covering. Safe. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau can't make a play. That's a base hit. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-1 in the game. Solters hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heath hits a line drive towards third. Lottigiani reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Walker bunts in front of the plate. Tresh throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Walker is out. Trotsky moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trotsky moves to third. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Trotsky scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Wright reaches second base with a double. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Smith moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. QL reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. There goes Knickerbocker trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-3 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Campbell. Appling reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wright is walked intentionally. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 3 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Wright moves to second. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Walker reaches second base with a double. Trosky moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack is walked intentionally. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Desodles hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Walker moves to third. Mack moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Bo Bell pinch hits for Joe Heving. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 4 in the game. Keltner is walked intentionally. Mack moves to third. Desodles moves to second. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. George Dickey pinch hits for Eddie Smith. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 4 in the game. Lottigiani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.